Now, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is scheduled to meet with Teachers and Educational Workers Union Tewu and the Federation of University Senior Staff Association of Ghana FUSAG on Friday, 20th September. An earlier meeting to resolve their grievances could not take place because Tewu said they did not receive any formal invitation. FUSAG, on the other hand, wanted university management to be part of the meeting. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the PRO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, El Ankra, said he's optimistic the meeting on Friday will yield results.
We scheduled to meet them last week Friday, both Tewu and FUSAG. FUSAG was able to make it, but Tewu did not turn up. Information we got as a result of that was that they did not receive a hard copy letter from us, but they actually acknowledged that they received a call from Fair Wages and Salaries Commission inviting them to a meeting concerning their grievance.
And so what issues came up discussed with FUSAG?
In fact, with FUSAG, FUSAG said they wanted university management to be a part of the discussion, so they asked for an adjournment of the meeting so that the university management could join us. So we appropriately adjourned to coming Friday at 10 a.m.
And is it possible that the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission is going to meet their demands?
Well, any remarks I make on that meeting that's yet to be held will be a little preemptive and presumptuous. So I wouldn't be able to say anything on behalf of management at the moment. But given the concerns they raise, these are issues we've looked into and determined and told them Fair Wages' position on. With FUSAG, I'm sure they were asking for interim market premium, and we told them interim market premium was only given to those in the universities that were benefiting from the dollar policy. There was a dollarization policy prior to their migration to the single spine. Those who benefited from that will enjoy market premium, and of course they did. But those who did not benefit from that policy are not entitled to market premium. So if that's the same case they are going to table, then I'm afraid that will be the same response they will get from Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. But if there are other things that they need consideration, we will definitely consider them, because that's why we exist.
Now, to Tewu, you said that they were not able to turn up for the meeting and then you scheduled another meeting. When is this meeting expected to take place?
The meeting was scheduled for Friday, and the one with FUSAG has been adjourned to coming Friday. Of course, Tewu is aware of that, so if they are still sure about the concerns of their members, they will turn up and table their concerns as well.
Now, has the Fair Wages sent a written invitation to them?
Oh, yeah, written invitations were sent to both FUSAG and Tewu. I don't know why they are saying they did not receive the letter. We want to believe they did not receive it. I hope by now they should have received it. The date on that letter inviting them for that meeting is passed. So I'm sure if they get in touch with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, by our communication throughout the weekend, we've made it clear that the meeting has been adjourned to coming Friday. So we hope they turn up to address the concerns of their members.
El Ankra is the PRO of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
Meanwhile, the Teachers and Educational Workers Union, Tewu, is meeting today with a technical committee set up to look into grievances leading to their strike. Tewu has been on strike for a week, citing unpaid allowances. The chairman of the University of Ghana chapter of Tewu, Augustine Cabell, says although the strike continues unabated, the Vice Chancellor's Association Ghana has showed commitment to resolving their problems after a meeting last Friday.
Some of the concerns that could be handled internally within the public university, the Vice Chancellor's Ghana, where they are administrators, human resource, and the finance directors are prepared to take those up and resolve it internally. There were others that needed to be handled by Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. Those ones I'm currently at a meeting in Winneba for us to resolve those ones and forward them. It's not just a new thing, but we want to lead our management in the public university have come to the realization that they need to support the cause, because they know that we have a genuine concern. We have a legitimate issues before them, and they want to come on board for us to move how we can, together with them, resolve the issues with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission.
Now, so this meeting in Winneba, what issues are you going to discuss?
Issues are with, one, is to look at the bridging of the gap between the junior and the senior staff upward. Two, is to look at the categories of allowances that unionized staff were enjoying before the single sign salary structure was implemented in 2011. And the last is to look at other issues related, make some recommendations for the speedy resolution of this concern.
Now, the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has said that they had scheduled a meeting with you last Friday, but they mentioned that you said that you had not received any formal invitation for that meeting.
It is quite unfortunate. We are dealing with serious matters, and you cannot just get up and call our national executive on the telephone, say you are inviting us. There are laid down official communication in this country, and we deserve to be respected through that laid down official correspondence. So if the Minister of Education under the Deputy Minister in charge for tertiary education convened a meeting with us on Tuesday, and on the Tuesday he wanted to hear the story from Tay. We met with him, with his directors and other officers. They listened to us and they said we have a legitimate case. So the minister, deputy minister, promised that he was going to facilitate a meeting with Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. He did his background work and instructed or asked Fair Wages to convene a meeting with us. On that same Tuesday, a call came from Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to my general secretary. I was in the office with him when he received that call. They mentioned about the meeting. He said they should write officials to indicate the day, the venue, and the subject matter. The secretary who made the call agreed to that term. Wednesday, we waited. They never sent any letter. Whether they wrote or not, it's up to them. Thursday, they never sent any letter. It was at 3 o'clock when the general secretary was at a meeting with the Polytechnic members there, that a call came through that they were waiting for us in the meeting. I think we're in this country. Fair Wages and Salary Commission, they need to refer to the facts and wake up from their slumber and address issues that workers of this country have.
Now, another meeting has been scheduled for Friday. Is still going to honor that meeting?
Indeed, as I'm speaking to you now, I'm not aware of any meeting. If we receive any official invitation, we'll honor the meeting.
That was the chairman of Legon Chapter of Tewu, Augustine Kabu.